from the Sound of Life studios, in this corner, it's Joe Hunter with the Cup of Joe Morning Show. Get ready to ramble!
God does know, and that's why we here at the Sound of Life have always been committed to prayer. We've recently created something that's really astounding. We've backed up off the computer a little bit, and we went to the wall, the real one, and we created a physical prayer wall. Not that you can't see it on our website. That's absolutely incredible. It's in our office, and it's also online. Family, you can view all of the prayer requests, pray for each other, submit your prayer request to be added to our prayer wall. And to view the online version, you just go to soundoflife.org. That's our website, of course, soundoflife.org. Click on the prayer tab near the top of the page. Thank you so much. Prayer request this morning. Also, I just want to pray for this mom who lost her son. And she is very angry at the Lord, and I can understand that. So, Lord, I just want to lift her up before you and pray that you would work and soften her heart, Lord, draw her to you, open her eyes, that you are in control, that you have good intended for this. I know she can't see it now, but she needs to trust you, Lord, and to soften her heart and give her a heart towards you. And I pray for light and understanding for this mom and for all moms who have lost their children. It's a terrible circumstance, Lord. I pray in Jesus' name. Yes, it's winter cold out, but everybody's talking about how, well, we're done with January. Well, we got a few more days to go. We got this week, basically. Friday starts February the 1st, or should I say Feb. No, that month, you know. But it's funny about January, about how long it seems to be. It's kind of like the rules of the pool. So Sunday school, we were looking at Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy has a lot of God's rules, you know, and a lot of times they kind of get a bad rep, you know, the rules of the pool. And I looked them up one time, and I would imagine this is pretty typical of any public swimming place or swimming pool. There's 20 of them. Can you believe that? 20. And I remember, oh, yeah, there's got to be at least 15 or 20, a whole litany of, you know, persons under the influence. Well, you know, animals not allowed. Suntan oils about this. No spouting or nose blowing. I don't want to keep going. But, I mean, you know, it's all listed there. And I think that's just to go swimming in the swimming pool. And most of the time you do it and you have a lot of fun, you know, right? Even though you don't necessarily keep all the rules. But it has, in the Bible, it has generally rules about how to do business. And it's very interesting. We were kind of looking at that, and I made a comment. And I'll make it again in about 7 minutes here at Cup of Joe Morning Show.
Connect with Joe Hunter on Facebook. Go to the Cup of Joe Morning Show Facebook page because he really needs some friends.
The Sound of Life.
But now I got to come up with something good from the Bible. It's a lot more popular than it was 20-some years ago, back when Larry Burkett, I don't know if you remember him, he was one of the big forerunners on the radio that was talking about how the Bible says a lot about money. And he was like, what? Really? And a lot of people have been stunned about that. Of course, Proverbs says a lot about how to live, and that includes businesses, like lazy hands make for poverty, but diligent hands bring wealth. That's a proverb. It's not one of God's rules, you know, I mean, but it's a proverb. I don't want to get into do not toil to acquire wealth. Be discerning enough to desist. That's Proverbs 23. Sluggards do not plow in season. Of course not, you know, working in season. So at harvest time, they look but find nothing. That's Proverbs chapter 20. Whatever you do, work heartily as for the Lord. That's the Apostle Paul in his letter to the church. Not for men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the inheritance as your reward. You are serving the Lord Christ. Pretty amazing. But in Sunday school, we were looking at some of these, and then Deuteronomy, where it just simply talks about you go through your field and you miss, you're going through the grain field and you miss one. How about just not going back and getting it? How about just kind of, let's just let that one stay there in case somebody comes along and doesn't have anything and they can have it. That was one of the Old Testament rules, and suggestions from God. Did I say that right? Suggestions. as one of those things. And I was kind of thinking, you know, this whole idea of how to do a business. There is a company, and I think there's a lot of companies probably that treat their employees fairly. They represent their products fairly. They go above and beyond trying to serve the people that they deal with, who buy products from them and things like that. But because you're a retail and you're in food, you stand out. And that, of course, would be Chick-fil-A. And they're very noticeable because they're not open on Sunday, especially now because we have Super Bowl Sunday coming up, and they're not going to be open. Imagine the business. Now, I'm sure that in a lot of circles, say, man, oh, man, I'm talking about other fast food places where we're going to cash in on them being closed because they'll come to us and get food. Oh, we'll be making money. Really? You know, you wonder how it happened. You know, in the end, is it better or not? People at Chick-fil-A seems to be known for their benevolence. When people are stuck on the highway, ooh, who shows up with free sandwiches? If they are open on Sunday, it's probably to come in to make sandwiches and stuff for people who, you know, need it for some reason, going through something. Or maybe they're open for a Bible study that has to be there, something like that. But they very much, from the top down, really are. And I don't know if, I guess because the owner is kind of known to be a Christian. And a lot of people, you know, it has caused people to be, some people on one side, they hate them. And then on the other side, they absolutely love them. I had an incident recently at a college in New Jersey. They wanted to put it to a vote of the students. What fast food place do you want on campus? Well, you know, the students are like, hey, we want Chick-fil-A. Oh, yeah. And that was the majority of the vote getting was Chick-fil-A. But the board of the college was like, well, their leadership doesn't exactly, their ideas don't exactly fall in line with ours. You know, that's how I thought it was. It's caused an interesting conversation, hasn't it? So it's very interesting, I think, so I'm just looking it up. And there's a lot of, you know, nowadays, if you look up biblical rules for business, there's all kinds of things. What does the Bible say about, you know, is it good business? And so maybe, and I think about some eras of history, maybe back during the Depression and such, when businesses were desperate. You know, is that a test to see? In desperate times, is that a test to see if you're going to cave? Oh, I've got to do this. You know, I've got to do this. I've got to make every penny we can. All that. We've got to stretch that out and things like that. Very interesting. I would say that company, that retail food company, Chick-fil-A, probably is one of the best examples we have that's out there to what it looks like to be a company that you know, really goes by what the Bible says is good business, helping other people out of things. And I think they have done very well. I've got some good advice for you coming up.
Get to know the old people, man.
Very good advice.
Because the new old people that are coming are going to be the worst old people we've ever had.
Well, we'll get the explanation from that, from a man who, as you may have suspected, is a comedian. So he speaks truth through comedy. It's really pretty cool. I cannot help but remember just last week, Brett Baer, this time, last week was in a terrific automobile accident with his family. Any accident you have with your family is terrific. He was out in Montana, took the boys skiing. His wife was with him. They were driving back to the airport. And couldn't stop for the intersection, slid on the ice, got hit, went over an embankment, all the windows busted, airbags. He said, well, besides a loose tooth, about 12 stitches and some bruises, we're doing pretty good. I'm very thankful. But here's the thing. He tweeted out, give thanks for your family right now before something happens to make you give thanks for your family. It's pretty cool advice. We've got the song. We've had it for a while. It's by Wren Collective, Counting Every Blessing. Cup of Joe Morning Show. I'd never seen this guy before, and he popped up probably on Dry Bar Comedy. Lachlan, I think is his first name. Mr. Patterson to me. And he has a perspective that I haven't really thought about before, but he does have a real truth, and that is to get to know old people.
Get
right?
to know the old people, man.
You should do that, yes.
Because the new old people that are coming are going to be the worst old people we've ever had.
Oh, boy. The new old people.
Got some terrible old people coming, man.
Coming.
50 years from now?
Uh-oh.
Old people now still have stories. You ever sit with an old person and look at their photos? Every photo's got a story. What's this, Grandma? Here is a picture of your great-grandfather standing beside Charles Lindbergh before he flew across the Atlantic.
Wow.
First ever transatlantic flight in history. That's an amazing story.
Yeah, it is amazing.
Can you imagine listening to stories of old people's photos 50 years from now? How terrible that experience is going to be? What's this, Grandma? Here is a picture of my breakfast. What a breakfast. And here are some shoes I once thought about buying. And here is the wing of a plane.
Oh, yeah.
And here is the weather forecast.
Oh, yeah. Why? Why?
Here is a picture of your great-grandmother staring at herself in the bathroom mirror. And here are 12 more.
The Cup of Joe Morning Show with Joe Hunter. The right song at the right time. The sound of life.
Big day today. In 1915, January 28th, Congress passed legislation creating the U.S. Coast Guard. Now, before that, very fascinating piece of history. Somewhere around the mid to late 1800s, a doctor came from England to Boston and was demonstrating how you could save somebody from drowning. They had water in their lungs. He could breathe into them. He could get the water out of them and they could live. And it started a movement, what is known as life-saving stations. There were all up and down the East Coast. I know this because I visited one on the Outer Banks of North Carolina. And one of those has been preserved. They're all museums now, of course, because since 1915 and the U.S. Coast Guard came along, it did away with the life-saving stations. Basically, a group of men housed a boat that looked like kind of like a whaling boat. It's a pretty good size wooden boat. They had oars. They had devices. And if there was a wreck out at sea, they would put themselves in the ocean, usually in a storm, many times in a storm. That's what caused the wreck. And they would go out there to save people from drowning. An amazing thing, I think, in our country's history, that when we found out how we could save somebody, we did it. And we set up these life-saving stations, which you think about it is pretty incredible. People who are perfectly healthy, putting themselves in harm's way to save somebody they have no idea who it is, just to save them. And that is just like Christ. That is what set apart the early Christians in the Roman days from everybody else. They stayed behind. They went ahead. They went forward, even though they themselves were not sick or wounded or whatever, to help people who were. It's absolutely pretty incredible.
I find myself listening all the time.
Ooh. Love it.
The sound of life.
Awesome. Yeah. Around Friday at 9, I realize you might not have been around by then, but I had a very special guest in the studio. January is Human Trafficking Awareness Month. And we had a couple, Amy and Tammy were in representing Anchor of Hope, which is right here in the Hudson Valley. They'll be glad to come to your group and sit down and talk to you about what is going on and who they partner with, and they can give you some real signs to look for. And we have that going on where people are basically being tricked into what is known as servitude. That's kind of the polite way to say it. Basically, they're trapped into slavery. But they don't do that. You know, they're not saying, whoa, you know, this is the only way I got to do it. They're usually promised something that's an opportunity that's dangled in front of them, and they're in a situation where it looks really good, and they go for it. But here's some news that I just found out today. First of all, Nigeria has an anti-trafficking agency as known as NAPTIP, I think they call it, N-A-P-T-I-P, NAPTIP. And they have just announced an astounding, this, I mean, it just makes you weep, but I'm just thankful that they were found missing girls and women between 20,000 1,000 and 45,000. That is not a, you know, fake news kind of thing or anything, as far as I know. And they found that they had been trafficked into slavery. And they're going to return them back to Nigeria. Julie Oka Donnelly is the director of NAPTIP there in Nigeria. And she was telling a news agency that the women were tricked into going to the country, and I quote, by giving them the impression they were going to get jobs in hotels, as an example. In recent years, the kidnapping and trafficking, of course, of Nigerian girls and women has made the headlines. Back in 2014, Boko Haram abducted 276 female students from a school. But that is an astounding figure, and I just praise God that they could do that, and the efforts ongoing. So things were happening, even though they weren't making the news. I'm just praise God for that. That's amazing. God bless the people that were in on that. And of course, I'm sure the women, you know, I don't know what's going to happen after this, but at least they're not into slavery, and an astounding number. And I'm sure if you Googled NAPTIP, NAPTIP, Nigeria Anti-Trafficking Agency.
Hi, this is Matthew West, encouraging you to support the ministry of Christian radio and Christian music. As a parent, my two daughters sit in the back seat and they memorize a song if they've heard it only one time. I want music that can fill my children's ears and make its way to their heart with a positive message, not the message that we hear from other types of music so often. And I realize that that music can be a way to reach somebody's soul and somebody's heart. That's why I make Christian music. And I'm proud of the community of Christian artists, all the different artists who've had to make the choice how they were going to use their gifts. Well, we've made that choice to use our gifts, to use our voice, and to use our music to reach out with a positive message of God's love in the hopes that it might make your day a little brighter and might encourage your family to put God first. If Christian music has meant the same to you and your family, then it's up to us to keep it going. Thanks for your support.
The Sound of Life. That's a new song from the group The Afters. Well Done. That's the name of the song. I can just see where that would cause some confusing. What's the name of the song? Well Done. Oh, thank you. What's the name of the, you know. Good morning. It's 6:34. And so the news for this Valentine's was that the Sweethearts Company, who make those little bitty candies that have those little messages on them, they're called Conversation Heart Valentine's Candy. Everybody gets those, right? So they're not doing that this year. I don't know what's up with that, but I do know this. One of the great companies, one of the, I don't know, handful of really awesome companies in the country has stepped up. I just wish there were some around my area. You know, I'm not knocking anything that is, but I'm from down south. I lived about 25 miles from the home church, so I have a heart affection already. You don't have to try to do a special Valentine's to show me that I'm your sweetheart. Krispy Kreme donuts. They've stepped up. This is insane. They announced last week that they plan to show America, and I quote, just how crazy for you we are, by releasing Valentine Conversation Donuts. You're turning around right now and headed to the donut store. I know. It's like, I'll be late for work. It's okay. They're brand new Conversation Donuts, and they're topped with over a dozen edible phrases, both new and traditional, to the original candies. Okay. DM me, the new one. Some of the new ones are DM me. That means direct message, in case you know. All the feels, you know, I like that one. That's some. And the classic line, be mine. Ooh, a Krispy Kreme with a be mine on there. It would just be the top Valentine's gift of all times. Now, you would like that, wouldn't you? Now, I know you would. You're going to sit there and go, oh, you know, man, I am loving this, right?
What?
Yes,
just
I know. That's right.
Good morning. Good morning. It's great to stay up late. Good morning. Good morning to you.
We can learn something from
if
here.
There's one thing different about our team this year is I don't think our coaches spend enough time developing relationships with the people on the team. It's the biggest difference in our team. And you know what? I stand up in front of our team just like I'm standing up in front of you now. And I give some great talks and speeches and all that stuff to motivate people, try to motivate them. But, you know, they find out at all these, you know, big religious things that they used to have, you know, where they had, you know, all these great big revival meetings and all that kind of stuff. And they thought that's why people joined up. You know what they're finding out now? That doesn't do any good at all. You know why people join up? Individual meetings. They meet individually with somebody, it impacts them, and they join the church. So what's that tell me? It tells me we ought to be doing the same thing. I'm going to talk to a group of guys. They may or may not listen. I may make all the right points. All right, but if you make it about them and you sit down and have a relationship with them, they're going to respond to you. Because these players don't do what you tell them just because you tell them to do it. They don't do that anymore. I would do that when I played. All right, they don't do that anymore. You got to have a relationship with them. They got to trust you. They got to respect you. And you got to build that. Can't just say this is what you're supposed to do.
You got to spill the beans, and you can probably relate to this very much. But she's the one that made it public, and she's like that. That's kind of the way she is. There's a couple of women in Christian music that just, you know, they got kids and all that entails. They've had the children, and it's okay. But Plum has recently decided and made a life decision. She posted, I've had three C-sections, two of which were emergency. My back and my bladder have never been the same. Today, I decided, after almost not making it to the loo on time, I have no plans of purchasing pants that require unbuttoning ever again. And I think that's the new style, isn't it? The jeans for women, I think you have to turn them inside out and wear them unbuttoned up. That's just absolutely insane. I think one woman is going to do that. And I thought, well, I can relate to that. I had a pair of line jeans one time that was, I didn't wear them a lot, but they were buttoned up, and I regretted that.
Honestly, Ethel, why are men such babies? I wish I could get away with acting like that.
Yeah. Boeing, the aircraft people, got a development going on. They call it the flying air taxi. No, they don't call it that. We call it that. They call it the PAV. It's a passenger air vehicle. They got a prototype of it. You should know this thing is electric, which is kind of cool, electric, because, you know, it's clean, all right? At least when it's flying over your neighborhood, it's clean. And they have completed, they started designing it, or they had the design a year ago, and it took this long for them to complete the first successful flight. They were out in Virginia doing that, probably pretty rural Virginia. And here's the thing, though. It's meant to be a taxi. It's an autonomous passenger air vehicle. It comes to your place. You get in it. Believe me. I mean, family of three is going to be cramped in there. It's going to be something else. An autonomous ground control systems from an airport in Manassas, Virginia. Air taxi. You want mama to get in that thing with the kids, and then it's going to take off by it autonomously. Is that what they're talking about there? It takes off and flies like the Jetsons? Are you kidding me? You want me to get in there?
You got serious thrill issues, dude.
Waking up with a cup of Joe.
And we have done it. Absolutely. I think you're going to want to be a part of this because not only is the Sound of Life going to be there, we're setting it up. It's at Word of Life right in the middle of April. What a beautiful time. What a beautiful place to be, as I said, into what we Southerners call God's country. Or maybe you do, too. It's a weekend getaway. It's our very first weekend getaway coming up. I'll tell you when. It's in the middle of April, but you're invited to come. I don't care who you are. You're invited to come. It's going to be musical. That's always fun. You know that. Josh Wilson. He's an awesome guy. And we have a speaker and a teacher, Matt Eaches. He's a pastor. And this retreat will be uplifting for you and your family. It'll offer exciting times for young and old alike. Restoration in the family is probably going to happen. It's always good. It's a great feeling. Just the fresh air in the Adirondacks for a couple of days is life-changing. I'll tell you that. It's amazing. Right there in the middle of spring, April the 12th, 13th, and 14th, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Great food, of course, with Word of Life, and places to have things, facilities are always the best. All the details are available through the Weekend Getaway banner. I know you'll want to start planning for that coming up. It comes up very fast. It's amazing. Next thing you know, it'll be fair time. You don't want to miss out on this. It'll be great for your family. Weekend in the Adirondacks, the Sound of Life. Hosting, look for the banner on our mobile apps. That's right. And at our website, which is soundoflife.org.
The right song at the right time. The Sound of Life.
Here at The Sound of Life, we play a ton of awesome faith-based music. But have you ever wondered about the story behind these songs? Well, here's a glimpse. Give me faith like Daniel in the lion's den, so I can face my giants with confidence.
Hey, everybody, this is Dustin with Sanctus Real. I hope our new song, Confidence, inspires you to do great things in the kingdom of God. We all deal with feelings of inadequacy and insecurities. We all wonder if we're good enough to be used by our Creator. And I can tell you that through my own life, I've had to remember just how big our God is. And that no matter the size of the problem facing me, or how scared I felt, I don't have to worry. Because with God, all things are possible. Gonna sing and shout and shake the walls. Won't stop until I see them fall. This song is a prayer asking for the confidence to do what we are called to do by remembering those who have stepped out in faith before us. Our prayer as a band for you today is that you would have confidence because of Jesus to face your giants.
I face my giants with confidence.
Snow day today. Boy, I tell you, I have to say, you know, you guys already know. You know a long time before I do that you're having a snow day. Not like the old days. Remember when we were kids and we'd get up in the morning and you didn't know, right? I mean, on a morning like this, maybe it was a little more obvious. But some mornings you didn't know if it was going to be school closed day, if your school was closed or not. So you'd sit there, watch the television for your school's name to scroll across the bottom. Or you would be listening on the radio for the announcer as they went down the list of schools. Why couldn't they have been in alphabetical order? It was like the NFL draft where players are sitting at home waiting to see. That's how dramatic it was. And then when you saw it, wait a minute, there it is, there it is, look, look, and you'd blink a couple of times. Is that it? Is that it? Say it out loud. Yes, that's it. That's our school. It's a snow day today. Absolutely incredible. You may be thinking about that for spring and a spring retreat. You're like, boy, right about now, I'd feel better if I just planned a weekend getaway into one of the best places ever, right in our listening area. At Word of Life, the Southern Adirondacks, and the Sound of Life is hosting a weekend getaway, and it's for you. Absolutely. We did it for you. So what are you waiting for? Get signed up for it. It's going to be April 12th, 13th, and 14th. That's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, mainly kind of like Sunday morning. We do have music, of course. Josh Wilson is music for those days, and preaching and teaching, I guess that's kind of what you call it, teaching from a pastor. His name is Matt Eaches. And it'll be uplifting. It'll offer an exciting time. They always plan great stuff for the kids to do. Word of Life always makes it, you know, I mean, as great as Matt will be teaching some really great edifying stuff about God, you'll be like, well, I wish I was a kid again. I could do some of that cool stuff that they do here at Word of Life. You'll be enjoying the Adirondacks in the middle of April, and all the details are available on the Weekend Getaway banner. Middle of April. Right on our, the banners are right on our mobile apps and at our website, which is, of course, soundoflife.org.
The Cup of Joe Morning Show with Joe Hunter.
You're as funny as a cry for help.
The Sound of Life.
Good morning. Welcome at 6:33 on our snow day. That's the way it is. A little piece of advice for you, little advice for you when you're going along. Remember, you got to make that turn. Slow down well in advance. Don't be like me this morning, just go sliding by. No, I did not do it this morning. I remembered. I thought, ooh, got to take my foot off the gas a little bit earlier. Just easing on down, slow down, okay? Because you get going and you build up confidence, and then all of a sudden it's like, can't stop. If I told you that a 31-year-old by the name of Jermaine Wilson was the mayor of Leavenworth, Kansas, that wouldn't really be news at all, would it? You'd be yawning. But when I go back to his childhood and I tell you that Jermaine started using drugs when he was 11, he was in juvenile detention by 15. By 21, he was in the maximum security wing at Lansing Correctional State Prison in Kansas. Now he's the mayor at 31. Yes. You're like, whoa, 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 wait a minute. What happened? It is, as they say, a transformation. Yes, it is. And you know what? He himself credits three things: God, education, and volunteer work. He became a community activist, and he got his felony record expunged. I honestly did not know you could do that. Did not know they could have. And I'm somebody that really would like to see reform in detention, right? Especially afterwards. That paved the way for a political run. It almost sounds like something that's made up. I mean, 31 years old, he's a very young man. He works for a nonprofit that helps ex-cons find and keep good jobs. He said, he thought to himself, if I don't change, it's either going to be two things that are going to happen. I'm either going to spend the rest of my life in prison or I'm going to be dead. That was the two things that he was facing. He said, I really could not have imagined the third option. You know, I'd like to be mayor, you know. But he does credit God, education, and volunteer work. He said, there's this quote I always go by, you'll never know what you are until you've encountered what you are not. That's Jermaine saying that. And he said, I experienced being someone that I was not created to be. And when I tried the opposite, I succeeded. And of course, he couldn't be more opposite. The school district that once had him expelled now welcomes him back with open arms. He also works for a nonprofit that helps ex-cons find and keep good jobs. Whew, wow. And it's just amazing. And I bet he's some mayor, isn't he? Isn't that encouraging and the transformation there? And I'm so glad that story is out there. It's out on the big time news networks, you know, because of that transformation. You know, God can do that. God is working in amazing ways. And even with you, you may be like, well, I don't have that kind of testimony, man. You know, that's still a transformation can happen.
The Cup of Joe Morning Show.
Just a bit outside.
So I guess countdowns on toasters would really be a good idea. Seems like somebody's kind of obsessed with that. I never thought about it until I saw the countdowns are good. And, you know, a couple weeks ago, I was in the Dominican Republic with the Crossover Cups mission team. Highly invite you to look that up, you know. And well, I think what keeps us kind of, as Matthew West sings about being frozen in the lukewarm water, is that we're like, well, man, that's just a little part of the world. That problem's going on all over the place. It's huge. It's terrible, man. Yes, it is. You know, poverty and children being tricked into going into basically slavery, you know, for the promise of money, anything like that. Things being done for money, corruption in a country and stuff. It's all over the place. But, you know, well, you can do something right where you are, right there. There's a lot to do there. Every day, feeding campaigns at the garbage dump. Every day, getting out on the street. Every day, being in the neighborhood with those children, sponsoring children to get them into school, things like that. You know, you got a lot to do there. Pretty amazing. One of the things that is really cool that they have at the traffic lights, they have a countdown at the traffic lights. I have never seen that anywhere in this country. Was it there and did I miss it? That's a possibility, but I've never seen that. So when the light turns red, it sits there, it counts down how many seconds you have before it turns green. So, you know, you kind of look at that and I don't know, it's just better than not knowing what's going to happen. You know, it's kind of neat. I just thought that was a great idea. The two traffic signals that we went through, in Sosua, in the north side of the Dominican, and one of them, I know one of them was paid for by the grocery store, on the side of the road there. That, you know, that's how you get things done in those countries. You know, you want a traffic light there? You pay for it. Give me the money. I'll put it up. It's no problemo. It's the way it works. But I thought the countdown thing was a good idea. Plus, it gives your driver of the open air bus an opportunity to go back and talk to the driver of the cement mixer that he knows, and he can have a conversation and look at the countdown and know how much time he has left.
I keep pitching them and you keep missing them.
The Sound of Life.
Where was I? 11-year-old girl. Her name is Ruby Katie. Ruby Kate, I guess. I'm getting too Southern. She's an 11-year-old girl, and boy, is she really winning over hearts because of what she became inspired to do, because she spent last summer helping her mother, Amanda, with her work. So she became inspired to help elderly residents. She's a very determined youngster. I would say so, an 11-year-old. You know, you always think about, what was I doing when I was 11? Getting in trouble? Playing with fire, literally. No, but here she is. She grabbed her notebook and started knocking on the door of residents' rooms. And she would ask them, and I quote, if you could have three wishes, what would they be? Wow. And she would say, no, I really want to know that. Ruby Kate launched her Three Wishes Project. So that this is, she has to raise the money for the patient's wishes. She's doing that on a crowdfunding campaign. And since then, she has raised $26,000, and they created the pages back in November. So she's raised $26,000. Now, she is a beautiful young 11-year-old with a determined heart. I mean, just the idea of going around and knocking on residents' doors and just having a conversation with them is probably like an answer to prayer. For a lot of those people, from what I understand, it's absolutely incredible. If it loads up, I'll post the, I just thought it was a really pretty cool thing to do. And I told you, put you to shame when, an 11-year-old. Go Katie. Well, her name is Ruby Katie, and go Ruby Kate. If I ever get her name right, but that's not important. Just remember that I'm going to post that whole story on the Cup of Joe Morning Show Facebook page. So simply called Brother. His name is Dave. David Frey. He's founded the group Sidewalk Prophets right here on Cup of Joe Morning Show. I was talking to him, and I kind of was, you know, kind of saying, Dave, I tell you, when I hear the name of your group, Sidewalk Prophets, I think of you guys out before a concert, you know, writing prophecy on the sidewalk.
Actually, for quite a while there on campus, we did that. We went out and we sidewalk chalked everywhere. And the rain came right before the show started. Oh, so, like, no. All of the hard work we did was washed away. But you never know. Maybe, you know.
Yeah, you never know. Sidewalk Prophet's going to be coming around the area in the middle of March. And I wanted to tell you about it right now. I got a song by them. So hang on. First, it's Monday in Loudonville, at the Loudonville Christian Church, and that is March the 18th. They're out on the Simple Truths Tour. Not that that would keep make you go one way or the other, but they're going to be at Loudonville Christian Church. That's in the Capital Region, right there, just north of the city of Albany, Monday night, March 18th. And then that Friday, the 22nd, March 22nd, at Change Point Church in Poughkeepsie, or should I say Change Point Theater, the theater, right across from the Mid-Hudson Civic Center, right there in Poughkeepsie. We've got all the deets, and you can secure your tickets right now before they get sold out. You know, we've got banners up on our mobile apps and at our website. Doing jumping jacks early this morning to keep warm. It really works. I've warmed up my toes so far. I'm working my way up. It's kind of neat there. Our neighbor has some major construction going on. It's tough time of the year to start construction. They've got the footings dug there. That's quite deep. He's funny. His name is Josh. A shout out to Josh this morning, I'll tell you. And he was there way before we were, 13 years ago. He said, we moved in 13 years ago. We had one child. The place was plenty big. Now I got four. He said, I'm putting them into closets and everywhere. He really is really pretty much going to double the size of his house. He's going to have a car. He's going to have a garage for the cars, and it's going to be really cool. I was telling him how high living he would be then. I said, in snows like this, you drive out with a pristine car and you're going to be like, woo, but something else, man. Anyway. So I'm watching them work, and now I'm thinking maybe I should tell them that they don't have to use the big equipment that they use, because this YouTuber basically excavated his basement using remote-controlled construction toys. And, of course, he's a YouTuber, so he has to think of something to make a cool YouTube. But he's with Little Giants Construction Company, and he did it. He proved it. And he excavated his basement with RC construction toys, put it on his latest video. He said these things can really work. So it's kind of part of a large online community of RC truck and construction hobbyists. And if you're into RC, you know, that's remote or radio control. If you're into radio control stuff, you understand that. And rightly so. I think it's really cool. Really cool. I'm just kind of jealous because I never learned how to fly those planes and everything. But they're really trying to show that the toys can do real projects, right? I mean, the only thing is, it takes years to do what you can do in a week.
Waking up with a cup of Joe.
This is not an herbal tea morning. This is a coffee morning.
The Sound of Life.
More than anything.
The Sound of Life. I really love and admire her honesty. Natalie Grant there, more than anything. She's been through a lot of things where you're really, you know, none of your business. Family stuff, you know, personal feelings. You know, when you have a panic attack, you kind of like not let everybody know about that. But she did. And had, when her daughter prays for a powerful prayer, and then right away she can feel God's presence in it. She's like, man, I got to tell that. That song came out of one of those as well, too. She wrote it for a friend who was diagnosed with cancer. Later on, she was diagnosed with cancer and stuff. So I love Natalie Grant. Also love the Afters and Josh with the Afters here right on Cup of Joe Morning Show. Before we get to their song, they're talking a little bit about the group and how this song, More Than Anything, came to be.
You know, Matt and I, we're both family guys. Yep. We have we have pretty good-sized families. I have 4 kids. Matt has 3 kids. Our bass player has a young daughter. Our drummer still is a kid.
Right.
not really. But so we have all these things that happen in our lives that we're so thankful for. And, you know, kids grow up so fast. It seems like it goes by just faster than you can take it in. And one of the things that we did earlier this year is Matt and I brought our daughters to a daddy-daughter dance.
Aww.
And it was such a great... Great night. And
did you choke up?
Oh, multiple times. And there were times as we were preparing to go to this dance, like the whole month before, my kids were looking forward to it like it was a prom. Yeah, I mean, they were planning how they were going to do their hair, what dresses they were going to wear. My 5-year-old, she'd drag me into the living room and put on music, and she'd make me practice our dances so that I wouldn't embarrass her on the big night.
Right.
And so we brought our daughters to this dance, and Matt and I danced the night away, not together. But with our daughters. With our daughters.
Yes.
And it was this amazing night of memories. And I remember walking back to our car afterwards, and my little 5-year-old, her name's Amelie, she was tugging at my arm, and she looks up at me, and she says, Daddy, when I get married, I want to have white roses at my wedding. And I went, and she lists a whole bunch of things that she wants at her wedding.
Oh,
and she's 5.
Goodness.
And I about had a heart attack right there in the parking lot. And so it really did make me think, I'm going to blink, and I will be giving her away someday.
Yeah.
And it was a reminder to me to soak up those things that really matter in life and to just really be present in the here and now. And so when we were writing Every Good Thing, we looked at the scripture, James 1:17, where it says, every good and perfect gift comes from above, coming from the Father of lights who does not change like the shifting shadows. And we were thinking about how you turn on the news and it seems like every day there's a new horrific story. I mean, this last year has been full of just terrible headlines. And so this song is a reminder to see the good things that God is doing in our lives every day. The things we can be thankful for.
Yeah, let's do it. Get on with it. Here's the Afters and Cup of Joe Morning Show. We got cold. I mean, when it's below zero, you know, you can bundle up and go, oh, man, it's cold out. You can say that. You can get away with that, right? When it's 10 degrees, nah, can't do that. You know, we're right up there in the same category as, I mean, it's not as cold, obviously, as Minnesota, you know, North Dakota, Alaska and places like that, but it's still cold. I mean, when it's below zero, you gotta have, you can't be like, you know, down south where it's like 40s. And you're like, ooh, man, it's cold. You know, you can't do that. But there is a place on earth that is generally considered. It comes up every year about this time when people start talking about being cold. One time I was on the radio and I was talking about how cold it was, and Bob Conti came in. He lived in Fairbanks, Alaska one time, which is, as far as the United States goes, Alaska, of course, which is north of Canada. So, you know, that's up there by the North Pole. has the coldest places generally all the time, you know. And here it gets cold for a day or two, and then we're done with it. We're like, whew, that was close. And there, it's just like that all the time. But Bob's not here this morning, but we do have a report out of Oymacon. Oymacon happens to be in Russia. And Oymacon, I'll just give you a reporter's little take on Oymacon. How can people live in a place like that?
Oymacon, Russia is a village of 500 people, and in January, the average temperature is negative 58 degrees. Known as the Pole of Cold, the town once recorded a temperature of negative 96 degrees.
Living
in the town is no picnic, mainly because it's too cold to eat outside, but also because people's glasses freeze to their faces, none of the pens work because the ink is frozen,
they can't
turn their cars off because they probably won't turn back on, and most buildings don't have indoor plumbing. It is colder than cold.
Ice cold!
I can't take it anymore!
Your daily dose of encouragement.
You got to skip the line pass. I'm giving it to you for a cup of Joe. So if you work at home, you got a big desk spread out, and you got the big computer, you know, with the gigantismo monitor, bigger than a TV. I love those things. Anyway, you know, you got all the cool techno stuff and the computer and everything. It all kind of crumbles down when you have a cat that's trying to sit on your keyboard and stuff like that. And if you've got a cat, they want to get up close and personal and, you know, maybe on the lap or something would be okay, but they just didn't seem to want to do that. Well, there is an architectural firm that can sympathize or does sympathize with you, and they've created what may be a solution. I was looking at the video, which is hard to understand because they're from Hong Kong, but you can see the architecture of it, what they've created out of a single piece of wood. Basically, the top is flat, allows you to work on top of it, and then underneath it's big enough for the cat to crawl around in. There's pathways and holes and all kinds of neat cat stuff where they like to, you know, crawl through and look and lay on and stuff like that. So they're hoping that it will be an ease the burden. It'll be a hideout for your cat and stuff like that, you know, and then you and your feline can work together. That is the idea. That's what they're hoping. But isn't it true? I mean, dogs are like this. Cats are like, I mean, we have a puppy. The puppy would just eat the thing. But isn't it true that you buy something for the cat, and you know, you get all this, and this is going to be kind of pricey, I can tell. I'll post the video on the Cup of Joe Morning Show Facebook page, but it just looks like something that it's kind of pricey for that. If it works, that would be absolutely great. You can live happily ever after. But I'm just kind of wondering if maybe the cat still wants to play with your keyboard.
That bossy, that boss, just like a tattoo. Gets under your skin.
It's Cup of Joe Morning Show.
Lucky. Super Bowl is on Sunday. Super Bowl stories. This one told by NFL Films' Steve Sable. I love what NFL Films. In fact, sometimes I think that's just the way we ought to watch it. A year later, and everybody's on the mic. It's pretty amazing. But it happened. Now get this. Hold on. It happened when the Pittsburgh Steelers defeated the Dallas Cowboys. Was that Super Bowl 13, I believe it was? The score was 35-31, but that's not important. Okay? It was the third Pittsburgh Steelers Super Bowl win in a few years, 5 years. Yeah. So Steve Sable tells this story. He was in the locker room there, and he told the Los Angeles Times, but he didn't tell him the story until 2010. He said, in the locker room, there was this, and I quote, pasty white little bald guy in the locker room as he and a cameraman were about to enter. He recalled asking Steelers defensive lineman Mean Joe Green who the guy was, and he didn't know. The guy came out of the shower, was getting undressed in front of a locker near Green. Sable told the Los Angeles Times this account. He remembered the fans started to field questions from the media before reporters realized he wasn't a member of the Pittsburgh Steelers. The man has never been identified.
Awesome.
The Sound of Life means everything to me. I listen to it every day, all day.
The Sound of Life.
Certainly a commander in the United States Navy flying a tactical fighter jet would have confidence, right? And they certainly, long since retired, recently got cancer and passed away a few weeks ago at the age of 65. Now, the thing that's going to happen at the funeral tomorrow in Tennessee is, of course, the flyover. The flyover is known as the Missing Man Flyover. It's what's commonly known. They're going to have to change the name of it after tomorrow or maybe before tomorrow, probably to the Missing Pilot Flyover, something like that, because this flyover will be the first of its kind, all women, because the Navy commander was the first woman to fly a tactical fighter jet in the United States Navy and open the door for more than just women in combat. She helped them with the transition to civilian life as well. Navy Captain Rosemary Mariner. She will receive the very first ever all-female flyover. How about that, Mom? Huh? Yeah. It's a very special tribute, of course, that aviators who passed away serving their country. Four jets flying above funeral service in formation is what will happen. One of the aircraft will then peel away and climb into the sky. And it's going to be pretty cool. Officer Mariner, first Navy jet pilot, first female military aviator to achieve command of an operational air squadron, according to the Navy. And she was very well respected and liked. Somebody said, you know what? She kicked the door open and she held it open for other women to go in after her. They were, these women that are going to be flying are stationed in a naval base in Virginia. I thought that was kind of funny. And, one of them said it was an honor and a privilege to know her. So that's pretty cool. That's what's going to happen tomorrow.
That is pretty
neat.
It's
a
great way to start your day.
What a day. Alexa, open the Sound of Life.
Hi, this is Joe Hunter. Thanks for listening to the Sound of Life on your Echo.
Amazon Echo owners, you can stream the Sound of Life through your device. Be sure to enable the Sound of Life skill by giving the voice command, Alexa, enable the Sound of Life skill. With this one-time skill enabled, the words, Alexa, open the Sound of Life, will prompt live streaming of the Sound of Life radio. Pretty cool, right?
No matter what, until this race is won, I will stand.
So we were talking about butterflies mainly because they winter in Mexico. So they're having a great time there. And they do that, of course, every year. They travel as far away as Canada. Canada, our neck of the woods here, and they make it all the way to Mexico. And the areas, I guess, where they stay when they're in Mexico are protected areas. But their numbers are up, way up, 144% increase just over last year. And, it's interesting because they arrive in such numbers that their population is measured by how much surface area they cover. Wow. Pretty amazing. Here's something about this little, wonderful little creature. I'm almost tempted to say God's creature. I think you maybe decide that after I tell you that the butterflies stay nights in certain trees. Of course, they don't make the trip on one flight. You know, they stay overnight in certain trees. And by that, I mean the trees are carefully chosen, it seems, although the criteria exercised in their selection is not known. The species is unimportant. The species of the tree is not important. The one stopover, the roosting tree may be a eucalyptus. And then another night, it's a cedar or an elm tree another night. Scientists have studied the trees in the area to see if there's any difference. And they can't find any difference. They said, why don't they stay in this elm tree over here on this side of town and not the one on this side of town? They stay in the same trees, whether they're moving south or when they return north in the summer, right? They will paper, as it's called. That's why they look at the area that they cover. They will paper with their myriad wings at twilight in a single tree that has served as a monarch motel 1,000 times before. And you say, well, maybe it's their memory. They have a good memory. Well, if so, it's genetic. Because the butterflies who are now south in Mexico wintering are not the ones that come back. They'll die there. They lay eggs and they die there. The hordes who flutter northward in the spring are a succeeding generation. And yet, without hesitation, they roost in the same trees as did their ancestors. Scientists are busily examining butterfly trees, trying to figure out how do they know which trees to go to and why do they go to certain trees. Investigators have even camouflaged a tree's color. They've altered its scent. But the monarchs aren't fooled. It's pretty amazing, isn't it? Is it possible that a little butterfly would be getting direction from its creator, how to go, where to go, which trees to stop in, you know, giving God glory by just doing what they do? A butterfly. It's pretty amazing. Our God, giving glory to our God. Kind of makes what's written in Scripture about all of nature proclaiming the glory of God, makes it kind of come to life.
Things you didn't know from my dad.
Things that I didn't know? Hey, Wayne, here
Joe,
we are, man.
It's welcome. Been a while. How are you?
It has been a while.
I look forward to these Fridays.
Woohoo! I know you do.
All right, are you ready for your music news?
Oh, yeah, we got some music news. What's that?
We've got a little bit. We've got a new song in rotation on the station. You probably noticed it already, but I thought I'd mention it. Lauren Daigle's new song, Look Up Child.
Very popular. You know what? I think she's beating out, like, regular artists on the Billboard top chart.
She is.
It's amazing.
Yeah, it's amazing. I know she set some new record recently on there, too.
Wow.
Yep. And we've got a little bit here. This is a really good song. You guys probably know this. It's called Control by 10th Avenue North. And it was named Media Base's 2018 Christian Song of the Year. And the song, it was given the honor basically because it had the most spins or plays during the year.
It's interesting the way that song came about, because the group decided to cut their schedule in half because they felt like God wanted them to spend more time with their family. That's
awesome.
Why that song came about.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Kind of cool. I know.
I did not know that, Joe. I'm supposed to be telling you things you don't know.
That's okay.
Okay, and Josh Wilson, the singer of That Was Then, This Is Now, and Dream Small, has a new song.
I want to live like that.
He's got a new song that's coming out called Borrow, One Day at a Time.
Ooh.
And listen, I've been listening to his new EP. He's got another song on there called Selfless. Highly recommend you guys check it out.
He's quite a songwriter.
It is really awesome stuff. And unfortunately, we're not playing those two songs on the station just yet, but I'm mentioning it because Josh is going to be spending a weekend with us April 12th through the 14th.
Right.
At the Sound of Life weekend retreat at the Word of Life.
Going to be awesome.
It is. I know you've been talking about it.
I say
it
that all the
air.
Time about everything, but it will be. It's going to be amazing.
It really is. It's going to be a fantastic weekend. Speaker Matt Eaches is going to be there also, lifting us all up, and we're going to talk more about this in the coming weeks.
Teaching music and the smell of pine.
And theology. It's all good,
man,
right?
Sure is.
And I've got one upcoming concert for you. Technically, it's two. It's one band. Two concerts. Sidewalk Prophets with Dave Pettigrew is going to be playing at Loudonville on March 18th.
Yeah!
And on March 22nd, they're going to be shooting over to Poughkeepsie to Change Point Church.
Beautiful. Love it. Can't wait. Middle of March.
Oh, it's going to
be good.
Now, Joe.
Yes.
I got to be serious with you for a minute.
Okay.
Now, the other day, I was having kind of a tough day with the kids. It happens.
Uh-oh.
I've got a 7-year-old. And we've got a foster son in the house who's 3.
Wow.
And it was one of those days where I felt like I basically felt, I spent the night bribing them to be good. And as a parent, you know, you don't want to have to bribe your kids to be good. But sometimes just to get through the night, that's what I did. And it was really, I had to bribe them so I would not turn into the Hulk.
Soundbite coming up in a couple of songs. Hang on. So where we last left Wayne, he was in the throes of kiddom.
Yes.
Middle of the night, I do believe.
Yes, I think there's a lot of parents listening who have had that situation where they had to bribe the kids to basically be good for
you
the
You always
night.
Feel guilty about that, you know, but sometimes you have to. What was going to happen to you if you didn't?
I was about to turn into the Hulk.
The Hulk! Yes, here we go, the Hulk man! Oh, man, that would have been pretty ugly.
Yeah, that's kind of, and you don't want to do that with the kids. That has a tendency to scare them sometimes.
I guess it does. Yeah. It scared me.
So, Joe, I understand you've got some wisdom here to share with me.
Of course. Yeah. I'm the wise man.
Share it with us,
there
Joe. What have you got for us?
Well, there are ways to say I love you, Wayne, to your kids this year. I've got 7 of them. I hope I get through these.
I got a pen ready.
Number 1, spend time in God's Word together. Ooh, that's a big one. Number 2, show your kids what it means to be a man of God.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. 3, speak words of affirmation. Very, very important. They are powerful. Words of affirmation. Number 4, enjoy each of their unique gifts and passions. Like being able to get under your skin in the middle of the night. Enjoy those. Number 5, devote one night a week to a family fun night. Wow.
Yeah, that's important. That is important.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Number 6, spend more dedicated time praying for them.
Easy to forget.
Mm. And number 7, love their mother.
Ooh. That's a good one.
Wow. I think that was straight out of Dr. Dobson's playbook right there. Yeah, pretty amazing. That's it.
Well, thanks, Joe, because you know what? I wish I had that the other night.
Well,
but I've got them written down now. Listen, so the next time.
You know, the best laid plans in the middle of the night with the kids driving you nuts.
I hear you, brother.
It's tough. It really is.
It really is. And that's all I got for you, Joe, except we're going to talk about one more thing, but we're going to do that over the podcast. So if you want to tune into the podcast, you'll be able to hear some more info.
It has to do with one of the nation's leading atheist legal groups. Mm-hmm. They've sent a warning to over 1,000 public school districts, basically, and we'll discover it. We'll talk about that in the podcast.
Sounds menacing.
All right, Joe. Okay.
So, Joe, I just read an article.
We're just on the podcast now? So this is the podcast?
We're on the podcast, so we can talk longer. We can't say what we want, I guess. We could. We could. But what we want. We'll keep it clean. It's clean. It's a Christian podcast.
Absolutely. But we are talking about the leading atheist groups, and they can get under your skin like a 7-year-old at 2 in the morning. Boy.
Oh, yeah. One of those itches you can't get rid of.
What is this? They sent out a warning to over 1,000 public school districts.
Yeah, telling them not to take field trips to Answers in Genesis creation attractions in Kentucky. And I know I talked to you recently.
Wow.
Me and my wife went down to Atlanta, Georgia for a conference, and we did a big swing up and we went to Kentucky because we wanted to go to the Ark. And we did go to the Ark Museum that he's got there. And I'll tell you what, it was awesome. For anybody, whether you're a believer or you're not a believer, the site to walk on that 4 stories tall, all the stuff they have in there and how they came up with ways that the Ark could have really worked. You know, how they could have taken care of watering the animals, feeding the animals, getting rid of the waste and just all the provisions and everything.
Wow.
It was amazing. And I don't know anybody, again, whether you're a Christian or a non-Christian, who wouldn't go there, have an amazing time at the ingenuity of the Ark.
Okay, I'll take your word for it. Yeah, I believe it.
Yeah. This Wisconsin-based group is called Freedom From Religion Foundation. And they announced last Tuesday that they contacted school districts in 5 states warning them that field trips to the Ark Encounter or the Creation Museum would be in violation of the First Amendment's Establishment Clause.
They like to do that. They like to say in legal terms, well, you don't want to be getting in trouble for the end. Of course, it scares the people, the administrators and stuff, because that's the last thing they want. To be in trouble like that. And so, you know, they go, well, there's some other way, you know, someplace else we could go, I guess. Uh-huh. And they get scared out of them.
Take them to Six Flags.
Yeah. So Ken Ham responded to the announcement through a blog post in which he asserted basically that it's not unconstitutional for a school district to hold field trips to the Ark Encounter and Creation Museum.
Of course.
And I'm sure that the Freedom From Religion Foundation didn't really come out and say it was. They just kind of worded it. Like I said, they're very clever in the legal terms. You don't want to get in trouble.
Mm-hmm. You got to keep the religion separate from the school.
Yeah. But anyway, so what happened?
Yeah, well, he added also that admissions would be free of charge for any public school district that plans to take their students on a field trip.
Wow,
to
how about that? That's pretty cool.
That's great. I love it.
Very cool.
Here's a little thing. What happened to the days when you just opted your kids out of a field trip that you didn't approve of?
That's true.
With the atheist groups, all these groups having to come in and try to ban everybody from being able to go to do anything. You know, recently at my daughter's school, she's in second grade, and they had a Kundalini yoga instructor come.
Who? What's that?
A Kundalini yoga instructor. I know. Okay. It's a type of yoga.
Never
instructor
heard of it.
Come. And she was going to basically present meditation to the kids.
Second graders.
Wow. You know, but it's not, it's a different form. It's not a normal, I say normal, not yoga like you think of necessarily. There's a spiritual aspect to Kundalini yoga that's even more so than the, you know, hot yoga or whatever that you would go to for
spiritual,
that people go. Yeah.
A spiritual force involved in
there is, yeah, oh. yeah. So, I mean, the practitioner came in complete with the huge gong. And we just basically told the teacher, that we just didn't want our daughter to participate.
Right.
We didn't go and make a big stink about it. We didn't try to get the lady shut down or barred from going in the school, you know, and sharing what she wanted to share with the kids.
And that was okay?
It was fine.
Okay.
They sent it to the library, I think, for a half hour, you know, to go have fun. And
she was okay with it?
She was great. She didn't want to go. She's the one who actually told us that the lady was going to be there. We didn't even find out from the school.
Red flag there.
Yeah, it was. So my wife went down, had a nice conversation with the teacher and the principal to explain it, because Kundalini Yoga is one of these things. If I can wrap it in a nutshell, it's a little hard to understand, but they believe you have a spiritual force inside of you that is compressed at the base of your spine, and they say basically that it's in the shape or the form of a serpent. And the whole gist of it is you're supposed to arouse the serpent and basically, you know, awaken the serpent, you know. So it's not just exercise and normal meditation.
No serpent in me is going to be awakened. Thank you. Appreciate it. Not today. Thank you very much.
So it was great because my daughter, she goes to Sunday school with us, you know. So here's one of those things which is really cool, because it's having an effect on her.
Yeah, yeah.
She understands and she knew the difference between what we teach her and what our church teaches her and what this lady was going to come at the school and teach her. And that's how we found out about it. And she didn't want to go either, you know, so she opted out.
I don't want to go see that Kundalini thingy going on.
And it was all good. But, you know, I bring it up because, and I tack it on to the thing with the legal group, because, again, we didn't try to shut down the event. We just pulled her out, you know, put the lawyers down and let individuals decide for themselves.
Well, that's the thing. See, they don't want those school kids be wanting to go there and open that up.
Yeah.
You know, let me investigate that and see, did that really happen? What's the evidence of that? Could that have happened? They don't want that at all. They'd just rather not even be exposed to
it. Yeah, it's amazing. Try to shut it down.
Yeah.
Well, that's all I got, Joe.
Woo! Thank you very much.
See you later.
You didn't know. What was that? Hulk smash?
Hulk smash! Yes,
baby! Please don't turn into the Hulk this week.
I try not to, because the tears well up in the kids' eyes.
You've been listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show with Joe Hunter on the Sound of Life, Hudson Valley's 100% listener-funded Christian radio station. For more information on upcoming events and contests, to ask for prayer, and to become a member of the Sound of Life family by supporting the station, visit us at soundoflife.org.